Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey, good, happy Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. This is Joe Schofield, and welcome to Raising Expectations, which, as you know, is your show on a myriad of topics and things that you write and talk to us about. We'd like to bring, as God opens doors, very special people to you. I'm going to raise my special cup tonight, which is the flag, as you know, because we're going to have one of our favorite people in the world of politics on tonight, someone with an innate ability, we'll be talking about that later, to understand America, the place in the world, and what is going on. So we'll be sharing that in just a minute. But as you know, we are people who believe God is who he says he is. We are people of faith. We believe that God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for one reason, to pay the price for your sin and for mine. And when we put our faith in him, he not only does that, and we not even know where we're going someday to be with him, but we know that he works in our lives each and every day. And from the testimonies and things that we hear, it's very, very exciting to know what God is doing in your lives. Heard today from a good friend all the way over in Bangkok, Thailand, who watches, and another friend who follows you in Uganda and listens to the things on the show, literally in different places in the world, let alone the states. You're in 50 states. So we're just going to be sharing tonight some very special things, and we're excited to get started. So let's get going, and we'll jump right in there. As you know, Dr. Paul Hall is in Santa Barbara, and Dr. Paul Hall is a great retired pastor and a speaker and someone who really helps folks. He's not with us tonight. He had an emergency come up. He will be back next week. He's disappointed with our guest tonight. He's going to get the second half, but he couldn't be here tonight. So he's a great man of God. And you know Paul very well in Santa Barbara. And we go all the way to the East Coast, the south part of the East. We end up there in Dalton, Georgia. And right there we have, as you know, Dr. Craig Thayer and his wife, Steph. Her website you can find. If you go to our website, you can find out about the team. And that is, our site is bbsradio.com/raising expectations. And you'll find us right there, bbsradio.com/raising expectations. There's our show from last week, and a lot of you have commented on that have come in. There's our shows listed for you, and you'll be able to read about the team. There's Dr. Hall, who's not with us tonight. And you'll also be able to see the different things that are written about our staff that are right there on the page for you. And so there's Steph on her page. You'll want to look up the site, Live Your Life Out Loud. She helps women across the nation with their testimony, with their insight, with their help. She's a clinical health specialist also. So she does a great job in helping ladies all across the nation. So you want to check up her website there, Live Your Life Out Loud. Your life becomes special when you watch what God can do in it. So that's her page there. And of course, you'll also find Dr. Tank. We call him Tank at 6'7". We lovingly say we'll call him anything he likes, but Dr. Tank is on there also. And you'll find his book also. He's a surgeon. He's done surgery all across the nation. You'll find his book Saved by Dr. Craig Thayer. And the Finding God in the Ordinary is the bottom line about knowing Christ as your Savior. God works in the ordinary, everyday things in your life. And you will find the story of how he worked in Craig's life, when he was growing up, when he became a doctor and the many things. One trauma surgeon's true accounts of the miracles of his life. You'll want to find out about that. I just love it when I read a book and I see the real deal happening right before my eyes. So you want to get his book. And right up above him, you can always find my book, Legitimate Faith, third edition, Producing Authentic Hope. And what is that hope? It's based in F-A-I-T-H, Forsaking All, I Trust Him. And we always say, when God reaches his hand of G-R-A-C-E-D, grace down and touch my hand of faith, all of a sudden, faith becomes real and alive at that point. So we hope that this will bless you in a way that God's blessed my life in producing authentic faith in your life. So if we all come back together and we head back to the great state of Texas, we find one of our favorite guys in the whole world, Pastor Ron Greer, who is a pastor. He ran for Congress many years ago. He also is he's just learned in so many special things in America. He loves this nation, loves his family. He is also works with Man in the Mirror out of Florida, and you can find him on our website. He's the area director there, and you'll find the things that he does. And Ron's a great guy. He loves God, and he's amazing how he can get with a group of men and get them to realize that what they consider to be trauma and possible disasters in their life are really God flipping on the lights and paving the road for them in life if they put it in the right perspective. So you want to check, drop them a line, drop everybody there and learn what it means to lead with purpose. And Ron has a lot of that. Excuse me. I just have hot water today instead of coffee and see what it'll do to you. But it's in the American flag, Ron, so we're doing okay. It's right here. Hot water is supposed to work. Back in my singing days, you'd always drink hot water before you went out to sing. Of course, if you drank too much or it was too hot, you became an instant soprano rather than a baritone. That didn't work very good. But right, Ron, you remember. So anyway, Ron and I are with you tonight. Ron there is in McKinney, Texas, and I'm coming to you here from the West Coast. So I know you're turned in and you've tuned on, and you are either watching the podcast live or you're listening, and wherever you might be, our friends in Uganda and Europe, our friends also in Thailand. We have someone that we're excited to share with you tonight, and that is Denise Gary Pandall. You've been reading about her this week, and we know that she has blessed your life and what she's had to say when she's been with us. She was a former senatorial candidate here in the great state of California, and she is very, very special and looked up to by many, many people. She is a specialist. Frankly, instead of reading this, I'm just going to tell you, I truly believe she has an innate ability to see a situation and to understand it from so many varied directions that she unwittingly, if not purposely every time, sheds light of the questions that people are thinking and may not ask. She has the ability to make the Constitution, to make America come alive. She loves her country. She loves her state. She has a class one federal clearance when it comes to being classified as knowing secrets that you and I don't know. She's a specialist on the Middle East. She knows what's happening there and why it's happening and why it didn't start a week ago, but rather thousands of years ago, and what's happened since maybe 200 and times like that, what Palestine stands for, what's going on and across all that area and how that all ties together. We have the hotspots linking up, don't we? From Ukraine to Iran to China to Taiwan to North Korea. There's a lot going on. But we also have a great president, and God has answered our prayers, and we've got a great cabinet, and we've got great people that are leading right now. And they are the kind of people that will shed light on this. And frankly, you know, Ron, I was thinking about this today, brother. I really think they're the kind of people that would love to sit down and talk with who you're all going to get to listen to and talk with tonight. So, TJ, we've got the greatest engineer in the world. TJ, if you'll bring on Denise. Denise, we want to give you the round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you.
And she's going to share with us tonight, folks, insights into prospering the American people. That's us. So let's give her a green light. Come share with us. We're excited to have you.
Thank you so very much, Joe. I appreciate it. Ron, it's good to see you, and thank you. I would like to begin tonight by saying this is a real call to action. And if you'll get a piece of paper and a pen, I'd like you to write the president's comment line phone number down. It's 202 area code 456-1111. And again, I'll repeat that. The president's White House comment line is 202-456-1111. And then I'd like you to take down the number of, for those of you in California, but of course, people across the country, as this applies to you, what this initial conversation will be about. I'd like you to call the Capitol switchboard in Washington, D.C., and speak to your U.S. senators. There are two U.S. senators from each and every state. I ran for U.S. Senate. I was defeated by Adam Schiff, but at any rate, Adam Schiff and Alex Padilla are the two United States senators, and they need to hear from you. And when I talk to you tonight, you'll know why. So their number is 202. This is the Capitol switchboard number. So when you call, you say, I'd like to speak to Senator Adam Schiff, or I'd like to speak to Adam or Alex Padilla. And then, of course, we all have a congressional representative in the House. And when you call the Capitol switchboard number, you can also ask to speak to your member in the House of Representatives. So again, the Capitol switchboard number, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. I know that you said to me, Joe, that people across the country listen to this broadcast, but I know a lot of people in California do as well.
Yes.
And so I'd like to talk about something that's affecting the people in Southern California, but affects the entire state, and that's voter ID and it's water. I want to say this. I've said it before on your show, Joe. Whoever controls the water supply controls the food supply. And that also involves prosperity too, because when you have limited water, you have limited food supply and the price of food goes up. So it ties into prospering the people of California. And what we saw with the fires in Southern California was a direct result of Democrats in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C., not allowing the people in California, as other states. California isn't the only state that suffers from a man-made water shortage. We don't have a drought problem. We do not have a water shortage problem in California. We have a man-made crisis because, for example, when the Sierra Nevada snowmelt occurs every spring, that entire snowmelt runs into the ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, if we just save 5%, I don't know what state you live in or what country you live in, but you have to hold water in offstream reservoirs, in dams, other reservoirs. There are desalination plants. There's fog capture systems. Fog capture system the Israelis invented. It pulls
Yes.
moisture right out of the air and it provides clean drinking water for your people. So what's happened in California is the Democrats have taken environmental issues to the point where they're so radicalized, they're not allowing us to hold water. So we had a fire. We had fires where people died and entire neighborhoods were burned to the ground because reservoir, for example, the Palisades Reservoir was completely dry. And I've talked to the fire chief and fire marshals here in Orange County that went up to LA County to solve the problem, and they said the fire hydrants were empty. So they go into a neighborhood and there was no water. And they literally had to drive by those homes and watch them burn to the ground
That's horrible.
because there was no water. Now, that's just one part of it. So if we want to prosper, the people of California and the people of this nation, you have to have plenty of water, not only to fight fires, but for your food supply. And let me say this to the people of California. We bring in billions, over $50 billion into the economy of the state of California through agriculture. I live in Orange County, but I grew up in Kern County, big ag and oil area. We produce the food that feeds this country and the world.
Yes.
And we have the cows, those dairy farms, those cows that are producing the milk for the
Yes.
children to drink in America and around the globe. It's a big deal. Water is extremely important. So I want everyone, if they would, live purposefully. Ron, you were talking, something was said earlier about leading that purpose-driven life, I believe you said something to that effect, or maybe that was you, Joe, on Ron's behalf. We have to lead a purpose-driven life. Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So let so water is a big deal, and I hope that you'll call the president's comment line and then call Alex Padilla, our U.S. senator from our state, and Adam Schiff, the other U.S. senator from our state. And if you're living in a state that has water issues as well, because in case people don't realize that the Democrats, the EPA under the Democrats and the other bureaucratic agencies, for example, have been draining reservoirs and dams across America. It's not just California. And when you think about those four dams that were destroyed in Northern California, it destroyed the fishing industry. So the price of fish went way up. And it wouldn't have gone just way up here in California, it'd go up in other states as well. So when Democrats destroy and destroy the dams and not wanting to repair them and take care of them or reservoirs, it's a problem. So getting back to prospering the American people, we need to ask the president and ask Congress. Call your congressman and your senator. Say, we need to have more water storage. We need it in California. California is producing a tremendous two-thirds of all the fruits and vegetables that are eaten in America come from our great, big, beautiful, golden state. Okay? Almost two-thirds of all, again, I don't mean to be redundant, but think about it. The vegetables and fruit that you're eating, about two-thirds of it comes right from the Golden State. Now, we have to have more water storage. That's a big deal. Now, another thing about the fires, and this affects other states too, not just California. So we had people's homes and businesses burned down to the ground in LA, also because LA County, because there wasn't proper forest management. There
Yes.
was dead brush right up next to homes and businesses. It wasn't taken care of. President Trump cares about forest management, but it's going to take more than just an executive order because he won't be in office forever, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
We've got to have it legislated. So again, it's important for us to reach out to our congressmen and women, our representatives in Washington, in the House and in the Senate, and say we need excellent forest management. Don't be so environmentally radical that you
yes.
won't get rid of the dead trees. We need lumber. It's okay. It's okay to restore the lumber industry in California and across America. This creates jobs.
Yes.
Agricultural jobs are created when there's enough water. So, anyway, the lumber industry, proper forest management, water storage for agriculture, all these things create jobs, grow the economy, and are necessary for the national security of America. And one more thing. So it wasn't just water and it wasn't just clearing the brush, but it was also the fact that DEI, and I know President Trump is taking care to make sure that the diversity, equity, and inclusion is removed out of the propaganda that being taught children in grades K through 12, as well as colleges and universities, as well as in the military, as well as in every cabinet department. Okay, that's great. But let's get legislation passed to make sure
Yes.
that if the Democrats, God forbid, they come back into office, that they can't just reinstitute it, that it's a federal crime. Now, I will say this. I will say this. I wish somebody would tell our new Attorney General, Pam Bondi, who I'm thrilled that she's in that position, and I congratulate her. I wish she would go after Joseph Biden, our former president, because, I'm talking about these are laws that need to be passed for the people of California and the United States. But for example, Joe Biden just violated federal law when he started giving money, U.S. taxpayer dollars, to Hamas. What does Hamas mean? Hamas is the Islamic Resistance Movement. And to the PLO, the Palestinian Authority. So when you give money to these organizations, what happens? They commit acts of terror because, ladies and
Exactly.
gentlemen, Islamic terrorism is not about a person's race or ethnicity. Don't let anybody ever tell you you're a racist because you might discuss Islamic terrorism. It's an ideology. Islamism is an ideology like communism, like Buddhism. Like anything, it's an ideology, and people around the globe, regardless of skin color or ethnicity, there are people that have embraced Islamism and the Islamic ideology and the scriptures in the Quran, of which there are several dozens that speak to the torture and barbarism that we have seen executed by Hamas, by ISIS, by the PLO, by Islamic terrorists around the globe, in America, in Judea and Samaria, what the secular world calls the West Bank. The West Bank is Judea and Samaria.
Right,
That's
exactly.
right.
That's
That's right.
Jewish land. If you don't if you don't know that, where is I should have my Bible. Oh dear. There's a scripture in Genesis. Here it is. In Genesis, if you look at chapter 15, verse 18. Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, 19, 20, 21. Actually, God's promises are without repentance. Is that correct, Joe? Right. So when he says something, he means it forever and a
That's
day,
right.
right? He's
Amen.
like on it.
Yes.
So the land that he describes to his chosen, his beloved, the people that he called out to bring monotheism into the earth realm, to bring his word into the earth realm, anointed forever to change lives and bring goodness into the world. That land he specifically identifies in that chapter and tells the people, this is Jewish land. And I'll tell you what, it goes all the way to the river of Egypt.
Yes.
So if you've been to the Nile in Egypt, I mean, actually, all of that is considered to be belong to the chosen, to the great river, the river Euphrates. And Euphrates runs through what countries? I mean, countries like
Iraq
Iraq, huh? It runs
and
through
Iran.
not part of Israel today. So I'm just saying to your audience, let's think about Genesis, by the way, talking about prosperity. Let's think about Genesis. What is it? What is it? Genesis, is it chapter 12? Yes, chapter 12, verse 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, what does it say? It says, those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those that curse Israel will be cursed.
Yes.
So when we think about the American people prospering, let's
Yes.
think about God's word. Let's think about our biblical values. Let's think about blessing the people of Israel. Let's think about blessing the American people and giving them those agricultural jobs. And to do that, you have to have proper water because you want to be able to feed the American people, but you also want to be a blessing to the world. And to do that, you have to have enough food to do so. Israel has developed something called mobile water units that can, if you're having a great big rainstorm, and there's a lot of, you've got water coming down the mountain and, it's all muddy and dirty and filthy. It can take all that water and clean it up so much that it's drinkable. I mean, there are mobile units during flood season that can be used in America and around the globe. Why don't we help Israel manufacture those, right? More jobs, more industry in America. And yet it's a blessing to the whole world, blesses people that are in need. I mean, right?
Everywhere.
Isn't that touching? I just think that's so important. So I gave you those numbers so that you could call the president and call your leadership and say, we need more water storage in California, in America. We need to secure our food supply. We need to have proper forest management to prevent forest fires, and all of this works together. Now, Young Kim, for those of you in California, Congresswoman Young Kim. Now, I'm going to connect some dots here. I'm actually going to connect this now to voter ID. Hang on for just a moment. I get so excited, but
There you go.
let's talk about voter ID because I'm going to pull it all together in a nice, pretty package. So, President Trump, when he came out to California to have a little chat with our Governor Newsom, oh gosh, pray for that man. And he's practically destroyed our state. But anyway, moving on. So President Trump humbled himself and came to have a chat with Newsom. Actually, he wasn't supposed to meet with Newsom. Newsom met him on the tarmac and pushed himself in front of Trump. Trump didn't initially call for that meeting, but there was Gavin Newsom on the tarmac. And President Trump has said to Gavin Newsom, I want water for the people of California. I want that water storage, and I want proper forest management in your state. And I want voter identification. I want voter ID at the polls. And Young Kim, our congresswoman, who is a Republican here in California, said she didn't think it was right that President Trump would say that there should be proper water management, forest management, and voter ID tied to the 40 billion that Gavin Newsom wants. Now, mind you, Newsom called the state legislature together to pass a resolution so that 50 million had to be used against President Trump in order to litigate against him while he was president. Well,
And then ask for money.
if people need the money, give that 50 million to those people that need that money. Anyway, I'm just saying we have a chance in California to help with President Trump in office to pull together the water resources again. If we just save 5% of the Sierra Nevada snow cap, we'd have more than enough water. But we could also have some, maybe a couple more desalination plants, maybe some fog capture systems. Maybe we could get some legislation passed in the state of California that wouldn't make it illegal for homeowners or farmers or ranchers to have water storage facilities on their property.
Yes.
What a concept.
What a concept. What an idea.
So anyway, that's my first call to action tonight. I have more, but do you want me to continue on, Joe?
No, hey, that's awesome. Yeah. Gee, what right does the president have to tell us what to do, huh? Come on, tell us. Get the word out there. Listen up, Kim.
Shall I move to the next issue I'd like to discuss?
Yeah, we're looking at 6:33, so keep rolling. Unless
okay.
Ron,
well,
let me ask you do one thing before you do
okay.
that. You mentioned a number of things, but I think you explain why and how the water is being dumped into the ocean, for one, and bypass farmers. And number two, I think what people don't know is California is this breadbasket for the United States.
Yeah.
And you mentioned dairy.
$50 billion.
I'm from Wisconsin. Wisconsin was the dairy state. California long past went past Wisconsin as a dairy producer, and the largest dairy producer in the United States years ago. And I don't think most people know that. They think of California as Hollywood and big cities and that sort of
really.
Thing. They
that's
miss
just
that.
One city.
Yeah, right. they completely miss that. They have
yes.
no clue how much and how vital California is to the rest of the country.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for underlining that for me, because as I said, we feed the country, we feed the world. And if we want to continue, and there's food shortages that are constantly being discussed around the globe and here. And if I could pull in another piece of this puzzle.
Yes.
There's another call to action. Not one more inch. Not one more inch is a piece of legislation that's been reintroduced by Tom Cotton and some Republicans in the United States Senate. And Senator Tom Cotton initially introduced Not One More Inch. It's also called Or Acre Act. And it is to help control and safeguard the United States homeland. So the Chinese, for example, and it's not just the Chinese, but I'm going to use communist Chinese in America, because you can't move as a communist Chinese person in America without the communist government knowing and being involved. So we've had them buy up our farmland, take the food, whether it's a ranch, you know, and they're growing, you know, cattle or sheep or whatever, you know, meat, whether we're talking about a ranch or a farm, you know, growing produce. The point that I'm making is they will take that and they'll send it to feed their army, their military in China. And they have the largest standing army in the world, not the United States. China, communist China, has the largest standing army and the largest navy. So if they buy up a farmland here, which they've done, they will send that food. Or what they'll do is they'll build a kind of facility, and it's been determined that these are basically for the purpose of espionage and sabotage here in the United States. So Not One More Inch or Acre Act by Tom Cotton and other members in the Senate needs to get passed. And I hope that you'll call that using those numbers I gave you, call the president and call your member in the Senate, your two senators and your member in the House, and say, please, 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 can we get this Not One More Act, Not One More Inch or Acre Act passed in the House and the Senate while we have a Republican majority? This is for the national security of the United States. It's to help prevent the intelligence or spying infrastructure from growing here in America. And as you know, Russia and China signed a treaty whereby they've determined that they will stand together against the United States in order to defeat American dominance in the global community. And we've seen that, of course, in Ukraine. And I really want to call everybody too. I mean, everybody should be praying that Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, will come to sit down with the president of the United States and resolve to enter into the economic treaty, because by doing so, it allows the president, by not guaranteeing security guarantees to Ukraine, it allows the president then to get on the phone and call Putin and say, look what we're doing in Ukraine. We're there. We're going to be working with the Ukrainian people. We're going to help prosper them and bring help so they can rebuild their country. Ukraine can't rebuild its country if they don't have the resources to do so. What a great idea to, do something that will enrich the Ukrainian people and help provide the United States of America what we need for our AI, for chip manufacturing. I mean, there's so many applications for rare earth minerals and elements that we need in America to continue to develop and prosper and become secure, but at the same time, prosper the people of Ukraine. So, and that also puts Americans on the ground in Ukraine. And Russia knows not to hurt Ukraine with American industry on the ground in Ukraine. So it's a way to negotiate peace, prosper Ukraine, but pray that Zelensky, if he can't find his way clear to enter into an agreement without having security guarantees front and center, it needs to come behind. And he needs to give President Trump a chance to work on the agreement on rare earth minerals and elements, talk to Putin. Putin will understand as we grow our natural gas and oil industry in America once more, that we're going to be providing all of our allies in Europe what they need. So they won't be buying from him anymore. And he's not going to have the money to fund the
Leverage.
war. And you also have to think about this from another perspective. So again, sort of connecting the dots, we need to think about China. So what's China been doing for the last 30 plus years? The Belt and Road Initiative. So China going through all of those countries in Asia, making its way towards Europe. What is it collecting? Rare earth minerals and elements, oil and gas. The Belt Road Initiative from China, 30 years it's been working on this, going through country after country after country. Russia is linked to China. Russia and China are linked with Iran and North Korea. This is absolutely critical. I know Adam Schiff, the senator from California, has really come against this, but what President Trump is exercising is wisdom in trying to help Ukraine build back up and prosper, at the same time, help the United States, because we're going to have what we need, because we cannot continue to import the kinds of things that we've been importing from China and from Taiwan and from India and other countries. We need to have all of those rare earth minerals and elements here in America to manufacture what we need in America for our own national security. The European Union, just moving on a little bit, the European Union was created for what? To be a balance against the United States. They wanted to be a military force. They wanted to be a power, right? Right. So, they've got their European Union. Ukraine is in Europe, and the Polish president, what's his name? Donald Tusk. He said, "We've got 500 million Europeans asking 300 million Americans
To protect, yeah.
to protect Ukraine against
Yeah.
140 million Russians.
Right.
Yeah.
Donald
Yeah.
Tusk, the
Where's that?
president of Poland, gets it.
Yes,
Right?
right. Spot on. Boy.
European Union, hello, wake up. You've got 500 million Europeans asking about 300 million Americans to help you defend yourself against 140 million Russians. Come
Right.
on,
Right.
step up to the plate, do
We
your
don't need another,
job.
yeah. We don't need another Battle of Britain and never have so
Don't
many
need to
done so
be
much to
brought
so few.
into another world war.
Yeah,
You don't need
exactly.
to be brought into another world war. Yeah. So, do you want me to go on to the next point, or are we going to take a
Let's,
break?
yeah, you know, Ron, you got a question? I'm looking at 6:43, and we're making
43?
notes because we're going to go right into this next week, too.
Okay.
You have a thought on this, and we're going to keep rolling. Boy, this is
Okay.
good.
Got a number of thoughts, but I won't
Yeah.
go down that road. But again, a number of things to mention. Again, going backwards, it does not make sense for us to be engaged in something that benefits them more than us. And I think part of I know the main focus of the folk who are NATO and other countries, European Union, they would rather United U.S. citizens and soldiers die to help them benefit later on down the line. I mean,
Well, they
if
haven't
I,
asked us to put boots on. Well, just a minute, Ron. They
yeah.
haven't asked us. They
Oh
haven't asked us. Ukraine never asked us. And the
no.
European Union never asked us to send soldiers over. But
Right.
they're taking our they're asking for those weapon systems and money.
Yes.
But the point
Yes.
is the European Union founded itself for the purpose of prospering Europe and
Yes.
defending Europe.
Right.
And Ukraine is not a NATO ally. And from Russia's perspective, let's sit in Russia's chair for just a moment, if we may. So Russia was invaded by the Nazis, right? Russia has fought wars against the Japanese. And so Germany and Japan. So Russia's been involved in several wars, and they believe that their sovereignty has been violated historically, not by the
Right.
United States,
But yes.
by countries. Right.
Yeah.
But by Germany
There's a
and other
history there.
countries.
Yeah.
And
Yes.
so from their perspective, they don't want another NATO member.
Yes.
And so, if President Trump moves forward from the perspective, let's all prosper and make some money here, and keeps it on that plane, that will in effect provide the security guarantees, right?
Right.
Without making Putin feel, or the people of Russia, or the government of Russia, think to themselves, we're trying to gang up on Russia one more time. The
Right.
West
The
is
West,
trying to
yeah.
gang up on Putin or Russian people one more time, because they have been invaded
Yes.
historically.
Yes. Yes.
I hear today that it went back, wasn't the president, Ron, but it went back to the closing of the wall with President Ronald Reagan. And I'm trying to think of the Secretary of State. It wasn't Dean Rusk, he was earlier, but his Secretary of State, where they said, if you will accept this treaty, we will not move one inch past the, if you tear the wall down, we'll not move NATO one inch beyond where that wall was. You will still have your. And so it ended up going through about seven or eight different changes since then. So you could see kind of what you're saying, Denise, where Russia's saying, wait a minute. And of course, that gives them no right to do what they've done.
No,
But it takes wisdom to.
they've been barbaric. I mean,
Yes.
Vladimir Putin has committed war crimes,
Yes.
and to me, he should be. I mean, I would love to see him executed
Yes, that's
for his
war crimes.
war
That's
crimes. I
right.
mean,
That's
he's
right.
violated the Geneva Conventions,
Right.
just like any Nazi ever did, or like ISIS, and he should suffer the consequences of his barbarism.
Yeah.
That's not my point. My point is trying to keep the peace.
Right.
So I
Yes.
feel like President Trump is coming from it, trying to approach it from a different angle, i.e., using economic growth and prosperity of Ukraine,
Right.
and not upsetting Vladimir Putin by allowing Ukraine to become a NATO ally. Because NATO has grown,
Right,
and
right.
the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, that
Right.
was created after World War II,
You're
was
right,
for
yeah.
the purpose of protecting these states. And so,
Right.
I think he's President Trump is just trying to be sensitive. Can
Well,
we talk
I
about
think his mind and idea, if everybody has an economic interest, that in itself, if everybody's going to benefit, that in itself reduces the chance of actually any kind of military action. I mean, why would
Exactly.
we all do that?
And
Exactly.
again,
Yeah.
Russia's not going to attack Ukraine with Americans on the
Right.
ground
No,
helping that country industrialize because they know
no.
what that will mean.
That's
So
right.
that's
Right.
important.
Amen. Right.
One more thing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joe.
I do think
Oh.
I look back and I don't know if it was intentional, but it was a brilliant move. People talk about the disaster that took place in the office, Oval Office with Zelensky, but President Trump accomplished in that one news conference what would have taken months and months of diplomacy, if not a year.
That's true.
He immediately has to go to the European Union. He immediately gets they're coming publicly. Now they're going to support him and they're going to foot the bill. It's exactly what President Trump said the last time he met with them. Why should we be footing the bill for wars that support and protect your land? So he
And
did
isn't
what
it
he hasn't been able to
interesting?
do. Say it again. Sorry.
And isn't it interesting that President Trump met prior to meeting with Zelensky, with Great Britain and France.
Yes.
So
Yes. Yes.
I think to the I have to, wonder if they didn't understand how Zelensky might play the game when he came to America. If maybe they kind of understood where he was coming from and thought to themselves, maybe we need to prepare President Trump. Maybe we all need to understand that things are going to have to work differently now with President Trump in office, and maybe the European Union is going to have to come together and support Ukraine. But the United States is here, and will always come to the aid of our allies, Great Britain and France, our NATO allies, right? So anyway, I think it's all good. I'd like to change the subject, if I may,
Oh,
real quick.
go ahead. Sorry.
Because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we got like
Again.
two and a half minutes. Two and a half
Oh,
minutes.
goodness. Okay,
Seriously.
so real
Oh.
quick, as you know, that great big beautiful bill, the budget bill, was passed by the House last Tuesday night, remember?
Yes.
And
Yes. Yes.
what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that there'll be $2 trillion in spending cuts. It means there'll be $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, and it means there'll be $1.5 trillion reduction in our deficit. Now, that's an important bill. And it'll also fund the things that President Trump and the rest of us care deeply about, including border security and all the other things. The thing is, I want to ask your audience across the United States to call their senators at that Capitol switchboard number, 202-224-3121. Call the Capitol switchboard number and tell your senators, get it voted for.
Yes,
Do it
passed.
now.
Amen.
The
Yeah.
House passed the great big beautiful budget bill that President Trump supports. He
Right.
was elected with a mandate by the American people. Let's honor that and respect
Amen.
that mandate. Senators of America, get
Amen.
it done.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
That's
That's
my
it.
ask. That's my
Yes.
ask
Step
tonight.
up to the plate.
Amen.
That's it. Do you want to talk about Israel?
Yeah. How much time we got, TJ?
We only got, yeah, I wish we had lots of time. We're going to hit these again next week. Give us something we can kid on next week. We can't wait. Yeah, because
Oh,
Israel.
okay.
What did
Good.
you just say, Joe? Yeah.
What did you
Yeah.
just say?
Well, we can hit Israel next week. We've got you
Are
coming
you
back.
asking me to come back on next week?
Oh, yeah, we had a one and a two part with you. Remember,
Oh,
we
we
had
did.
two part. Yeah, so we're going to
Oh.
hit Israel. But this is so good. I mean, I can't wait. And we'll lose our team because the rest of the team's going to say, well, we didn't get to be there, huh? Don't worry, we'll get the rest.
Well,
But
they lose. They lose. It's their loss. Okay.
this is so exciting. I mean, Denise, you shed so much light. You make it clarify. You know, some people can talk it, huh, Ron? But some people can't clarify it. And it makes it so simple. I heard somebody say lately that little fish that stops all the rivers and stops and closes the beaches that was not made by God, it was a Democrat. Whatever that little fish that stops all, that's Paul. Paul will tell you about that. But in any event, I've got give us 60 seconds because I want to pray for you before you go. I'm going to ask Ron to say prayer for you for everything.
Pray that President Trump hires me, gives me a job. I'd love to go to work for President
Trump. There we go.
let me take right here that because we only got like 2.5 minutes. I got to be real careful because we're in line. You know, we're coming out of the Empire State Building, all kinds of places. We got to watch our time. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that everything we do on our website, if you go to the website, it will tell you right there that we sure can use your gifts and your donations that you give to keep our show going. The show is, it depends on what you can do. And some of you have been giving. You see right there at the top of the page, there's opportunities. If you just scroll up, we have a special place there where you can just tap in. It says Venmo right there, donation scan. You can go right on there, or you can hit the donation button, which is orange or yellow. If you're colorblind, it's just pretty. But you can hit that one, and it'll tell you what to do. And if you could continue to help us, some of you have been helping. Some key people have been so wonderful, and we thank you for that. We just want you to do that, and we're going to jump right in the next week when we begin. And you can find everything on that website, but for time's sake, we're going to have to run from right now. But everything's on there, bbsradio.com/raising expectations. And just go to that site and you'll find out. Denise, we want to know, take just about 20 seconds, tell us the best 2 to 3 things we can pray for you on.
Oh, bless you. Well, I would. You know, I ran for office because I wanted to serve. And I think service is everything. You know, as I finish my life, I would like to do it in service.
Amen.
And I would love it if the president would find a place for me. I would just I would be grateful, and it'd be the thrill of a lifetime and an honor to serve the American people and the people of California. And, I would love that, and the resources to you know, pay off the rest of my campaign debt.
That's right, to meet those needs. Amen. Right, Ron, we're looking at 6:55, Ron, but being an old evangelical.
Okay. I won't do the Baptist preacher
ask God to really bless her, and we'll go.
Let's do that. God, we thank you again for your great love for us, and Lord, for the spiritual gift that combines us together. Thank you, Lord, for the call you've given to our sister and our life, and Lord, and the heart you've given her for the country and for your church. We pray that you, Lord, that you would answer each one of her desires. Lord, for a provision for a campaign, that you would give her avenues into serving in this country and at higher levels. We pray, Lord, that you take her wisdom you've given her and spread it to other folk. Pray, Lord, that you would prompt the hearts of your people, that we would stand up and be your people in this country, in this nation, and at this critical time and end, that you might bless us and grow us and make us again that shining light on a hill. This we pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Hey, thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you very much. And
give us a number,
Joe. And if anybody has President Trump's phone number, you know, call it. Tell him about me. My phone number is 661. 747-1829. Feel free to give it to the president.
All right. 661-747-1829. So write
that down. Yes,
sir. If you have trouble, you come back on our website and find it, and we'll have it there for you. One more time. 661-747. Like a big plane. Okay. 1829. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Joe.
All right.
You're so welcome.
You're so kind.
Thanks. Oh, we're glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for being with us tonight. It's your show, Raising Expectations. It's our nation. He's our president. And most of all, he's our Heavenly Father, and he's going to work in your life. Thanks, Ron. Beautiful prayer. Love
thank
you, man.
You, thank you, Ron. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And see you next
bye-bye.
Week.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous. but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.